left off discussing various aspects of Koa Kolcho and pointed out the Chiddush of the Rambam that Koa Kolcho is Nimtza Kamo Ones. It's comparable to a case of Ones. And this is not only true when it comes to Ritzicha, but the Rambam assumes this is true even when it comes to Nezikin as well, that even though Kolcho is Kegufo, however, that is not the case of Koa Kolcho, because the Mishnah points out the sheet of the Rambam is like that of the Bali Atosus against the Rush. That dimyon of the Rambam, that Koa Kolcho is considered to be comparable to Ones, may be telling us the following Chiddush, that Ones is not necessarily just simply a Ptur Onshin, but rather is considered to be a Hafgasa Maisa, that we don't attribute that result to the one who brought it about, the one who precipitated, who caused. After all, if it's considered to be Aide Koach Rishon, in such an instance, then we assume that Kolcho is Kegufo Dami. Not true when it comes to a case of Koach Kolcho. And perhaps the Chiddush of the Rambam then is the following. Just as in a case of Ones, we do not assume that Ones Rachmana Patri is merely Psur Onshin, but rather it is not considered to be your act. We don't attribute that result to that which you have done. In such an instance, perhaps this is true when it comes to Koach Kolcho as well. And if that is the case, then very mistaken to assume this is not a separate halacha when it comes to Ritzicha, but rather it applies when it comes to aspects of Hezek as well. We pointed out the various makoras to demonstrate that perhaps Ones, again, is considered to be a Hafkas Maisa, cases of Avodah Zarah, cases of Kim Hatnai, where you assume that Ones Rachmana Patri is not just simply a Ptur Onshin. In terms of the Chiddush of the Rush that demonstrates that Koa Kolcho is considered to be Kekolcho Dami, the fact that the Halacha Mosh Misin is Gliyusu Hudasa, he pointed out the Chiddush of Nitziv and Merome Sada, that perhaps this is not a universal halacha that the Rush is telling us, that all cases of halacha Moshe Misinai are coming to reduce, not to create the chiyuv, because after all, one certainly finds cases where that is not the instance at all. But rather, the chiddush that the Netziv writes is the following, that you see from the machlokes, sumchas, and the chachamim, that it must be in this particular case that that certainly is true. Because the Netziv was bothered that why is it that Rav Ashi's suffix of Koa Kolcho is only a libid of sumchas, not a libid of chachamim? Why shouldn't one argue that the chacham maintained that tzurus is chayv chatzi nezek? Is that only in a case of kolcho, or would that extend even to a case of Koa Kolcho as well? It must be, the Netziv points out, that that was a milsa de pshita regarding the chachamim, and the suffix is only regarding sumchas. If it's a milsa de pshita, that what? That you'd be chayiv, that you'd be potter? One could envision two possibilities. So the Netziv comments as follows, that if one would assume that it's a milsa de pshita according to the chachamim that you are in fact potter, and the suffix is only a libid of sumchas, that just as sumchas is machmir, when it comes to a case of kolcho, maybe koa kolcho as well. So if that is the case, isn't that difficult? After all, what would the tzedadim be then according to the case of sumchis? The Gemara presents it, the Raposha, that you're chayiv. The question is, are you chayiv chati nezek, or are you chayiv nezek shalem? Well, according to the Chachamim, if it's absolutely clear, it's obvious that you would be potter, in such a case, l'chora, one could argue that that should be true according to sumchis as well. If koa kolcho is lav kekolcho dami, you should be potter. If you hold that Koa Kolcho is Kekolcho Dami, maybe there's Halacha Moshe Misinai that tells you nonetheless when it's considered to be Chayiv. The fact that that cannot be, so therefore it is obvious that one is considered to be Chayiv according to the view of the Chachamim. And therefore, just as according to the Chachamim one is Chayiv, because Koa Kolcho is considered to be Kekolcho Dami, that is the assumption of the Gemara. Is this true according to Sumchas as well? And therefore you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, where perhaps one could argue that no. Here we'll kick in the Halacha Moshe Misinai that one is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. But the Chiddush that the Netziv writes is that you see Minei Obey, Alibed the Chachamim, certainly the Halacha Moshe Misinai, is despite the fact that Koa Kolcho was considered to be Kekolcho Dami, the Halacha Moshe Misinai notches down, and Hu Hadinami Alibed the Sumchis as well. And the same is true when it comes to the other example the Rush gives, when it comes to the case of Sukkah. After all, this is a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. We have a Halacha Moshe Misinai that the dolphin can be a tefach. Could one possibly argue that that Halacha Moshe Misinai is not coming to reduce, but coming to add? Well, Alibud Rabbi Shimon, certainly that's impossible, because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that a Sukkah requires four dfanos, based on Yesh Eim Lemikra. So in such a case, it's obvious then, if you have Halacha Moshe Misinai of Tefach, it is not coming to increase, obviously, it's not four plus. You'd envision that if you have a Sukkah with four complete mechitzos, that's insufficient. Obviously not. You see from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Halacha Moshe Mitzina is coming to reduce that which the Halacha requires, a dofen. It does not have to be a complete dofen, but rather a dofen that is a tefach. And once you see that is true according to Rabbi Shimon, that also is true. Aliba de Chachamim. The Chachamim, their starting point is you require three defanos. You're right. The Shitas Chachamim, in a vacuum, one could have envisioned that three in Halacha Moshe Mitzina could be three plus. Or it could be, you know, two plus. You're right, there's room to maneuver, libid chachamim. But that certainly is not the case, libid Rabbi Shimon. So you see from the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that the Halacha Moshe Mitzina is coming to reduce the shear of dolphin. And what is true according to Rabbi Shimon, we assume is true according to the Chum as well. They're not arguing about whether the Halacha Moshe Mitzina is coming to reduce or to increase the shear of dolphin itself. And that, in its points out, is exactly the peril of the Rush. What is true when it comes to the case of Sukkah is also true when it comes to Arish Yuav Koach Kocho. In our discussion of whether one has a right to equate cases of Nezikin, cases of Shchitin, cases of Ritzicha, one of the very relevant Gemaras we touched on was that Sukkah in the end of our Perek, in Bava Kama Dav Chavav Madeis, the case of Evin Munachas Lo Becheko, and all of a sudden, V'amad V'nafla. A person does not realize, Lo Hikirba, he doesn't realize that he has a rock that is sitting on his lap, and all of a sudden the person stands up and the rock begins to roll. So here the Gemara tells us the following in the name of Rabba, that in Nezikin, one is considered to be Chayim. However, that is not true when it comes to Shabbos, because after all, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. So in such a case, when it comes to Shabbos, then one is Potter. When it comes to Nezikin, one in fact is going to be Chayim. Why exactly is it true? And how would we label this particular case of Evin Munachas Lo Becheko and all of a sudden Amad V'Nafla? So this is what Rabbi Kivager discusses in the Tshuvas and Simen Ches, that this seems to be an outright case of Misasik, where there is a lack, there is a chisaron in even Kavana Samaisa. It is not that the person is fully aware of that which he is doing, however it was B'makam Ones, or it was a case of Shogeg, but here, when the person stood, he didn't even realize that by doing so, he is causing that stone now to roll, to be put into motion. And here, this is a case of Misaseik, and yet, the Gemara says that you are Potter because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. And this is what Rabbi Kivager begins discussing, is that so clear that the Ptur of Misasek is unique Ptur when it comes to Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves and does not apply when it comes to cases of Nezikin. The difficulty Rabbi Kivager points out is the following. Why is it that Misasek is considered to be Potter? And if you look in the Sugyan Krisus and Daf Yotes Amud Beis, the Gemara seems to have a stira mine ubei within the Shita of Shmuel. Because Shmuel tells us two different exceptions of Misasek and leaves us hanging a little bit in terms of what exactly is the rule. Shmuel tells us that Misasek v'chalavim v'arayos is chayim. There are certain cases that one is chayim. Why are you chayim? The Gemara says shekei nehene, because those are exceptional cases. If there is hanas haguf, one is chayiv v'karban, even in cases of misasek. So the impression you get from Shmuel then is, misasek v'chol haTorah kulo should be potter. However, when it comes to chalav v'arayot, one is chayiv shekein nehene. And then Shmuel immediately says that misasek on Shabbos is potter. Why? Because meleches machsheves asra Torah. As again is an exception. So Vega points out the following difficulty. You have exceptions in both directions. Chalav v'arayos is an exception that you're chayiv, and Shabbos is an exception that you're butter. So what is the rule? If you deal with a case which is neither chalav v'arayos nor Shabbos, is misasek chayiv or is misasek butter? For example, if you have a case of shchut echutz, Rabbi Kveger writes that a person thought that this behema was a behema schulin, and he performed a maisa shchita chutz la'azar, and lo and behold, it was a behema skachim. So in such a case, that is not Shabbos, that is not Chalavim, that is not Arayos, well, what is the Halacha? Is it Potter, or is it considered to be Chayiv a Karban? That's the difficulty, Minei Ubei, with the Memra of Shmuel, Krisus, Daf, Yotes, Amud Beis. So Rabbi Kivager refers you to Tosus. The Tosus is found in Shabbos, in Kol Gadol, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, Ramaskol, Niskaveh. where Tosfos writes a beautiful chiddush that there are two different types of misasek. And that is the chiddush of Melechet Machsheves. Misasek can either be a case of heter to iser, or sometimes you can have a case of misasek which is iser to iser. What was his intent and what did he end up doing? So Tosfos says the following chiddush. If a person intends to do that which is a malachas heter, and it turns out to be a malachas iser, in such a case, that is a ptur, b'chala Torah kula. For that, you don't have to invoke malachas machsheves aser Torah. That does not require the heightened level of machshava which is unique to malachas Shabbos. That is a ptur, b'chala Torah kula. The chiddush of malachas machsheves is the following. Let's assume a person intended to do a malachas avera, and a person did that which is aser, iser to iser. But somehow lo is avid machshavaso. A person intended to go ahead and to pick A, and he ended up picking B. He had kavana to do an act of kotzer, malacha daraisa, and he did an act of kotzer. But certainly lo is avid machshavaso. He intended to pick the apple, he ended up picking the orange. In such a case, he intended to do a malachas avera, he did a malachas avera, that is the chiddush Tosfos writes, that on Shabbos you are potter, because that is not called malachas machsheves asra Torah. Shabbos requires a heightened level of machshava, as Targum translates a malachas umnus, that's what Rashi writes in Beitza, and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, it is not considered to be a malachas umnus, even if a person intended Isra le Isra, if he didn't carry out his initial intent. And therefore Tosfos writes the following, that sometimes it's halacha b'chala Torah kula, sometimes it's uniquely potter because of cases of Shabbos, and that is the resolution to the dual implications of Shmuel in Krisus and Dav Yotes Amadeus. Rabbi Kvager is very bothered by this chiddush of Tosfos simply in light of this Gemara. Here we're talking about a case of Haisa Evim Menachas Becheiko, and the person doesn't even realize that it's there. And all of a sudden the person stands up and it begins to roll. Is that a case of intent for Isser to Isser, or is that a case of Heter B'Isser? Isn't that obviously a case of Heter B'Isser? The person didn't even realize what he was doing. Lalikirba. He didn't even realize that this was on his lap. So if that is true, when the Gemara says that you're potter when it comes to Shabbos, why does the Gemara have to say you're potter because of Malachas Machsheves Aser Torah? The Gemara is giving the wrong reason. According to Tosfos, Malachas Machsheves is a nuance when you're dealing with Iser to Iser. But if you're dealing with the case of Heter to Iser, well, of course you're potter. You'd be potter in all cases. The chiddush is that you're chayiv for nezikin because adam ud la'olam. The chiddush is not that you're potter when it comes to Shabbos because of malachas machsheves aser Torah. It's true that misasek is potter in all cases in Shabbos because malachas machsheves aser Torah. But Rabbi Kvager points out it's somewhat difficult that the Gemara cites the reason of malachas machsheves where this is a straight case of heter ve'iser. In such an instance, you don't have to invoke malachas machsheves. So Rabbi Kvager points out, well, if that is true, Rabbi Kvager disagrees with the chiddush then of Tosfos, how do you resolve the initial difficulty that stira minei obey within the view of Shmuel? So Rabbi Kvager then raises this fundamental issue. Just as we discussed when it comes to cases of onus, when it comes to other instances as well, Koach Sheni, for example, right, what exactly do we assume when it comes to the case of misasek? Is that considered to be a ptur, or is that considered to be a hafka? When we assume that misasek is potter, is it simply a ptur karban? One could argue misasek is a maisavera, but one is potter in a karban. Or one would argue that no, misasek is not even considered to be a maisa avera at all. And here Rabbi Kvager points out three halachas. B'chala Torah kula, we assume that misasek is a ptur karban. It is a maisa avera. Despite the fact that it is a malachas avera, nonetheless you're potim in a karban. The Torah tells us you chayv a karban b'shalgeg, not in the case of misasek. When it comes, however, to chalavim va'arayos shin shekeinene, that is considered to be a basis for chiyuv karban. Chalav v'arayos yir chayuv a karban. B'chol ha'Torah kula, it's a malachas avera, yir potim in a karban. On Shabbos, why is it necessary to have the additional reason of Melechet Machsheves Asra Torah, because when it comes to Shabbos, if it is not called Melechet Machsheves, it is not considered to be a Melacha at all, and therefore Lo Nasa Ha'avera Klal. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kivega writes. On Shabbos, it is not considered to be a Maisa HaMalacha, a Meleches Avera at all. And those are the three halachos. So you're right. Chalav Reis is an exception that you're Chayv HaKarba. Shabbos is an exception that a Hafgah is not considered to be a Maisa Rechilo Shabbos at all. The norm in the case, for example, of Shchut Echutz, is it's considered to be a Maisa Avera, but nonetheless, one is Potter. Min HaKarban. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kvega writes. Well, what difference does it make whether you assume it's just a Ptur Karban, or whether you assume that it is considered to be that which lacks a Shem Malacha entirely, Lo Nasa Avera Klal? So here Rabbi Kvega writes, the Nafkamina can live the Ramamine. Chayvim Yisra Shogegim Ptur and HaTashlumin True. If one is does Shogeg, then it's considered to be a Maisa Avera. Rabbi Kvega raised the suffix and Ksuvas and Aplaman Vabeis regarding Onis. Is Onis considered to be a Maisa that you'd invoke the principle of Kimnei Rabbinei? Rabbi Kvega writes that Misasek on Shabbos is not considered to be an act of Chilul Shabbos at all, and in such a case, we would not apply the principle of Kimnei the Rabbinei. And therefore, Rabbi Kvega points out the Chiddush of Bir in this Gemara. When you look at the Sugya Andav Chavav, the Gemara tells us in such an instance, Amad Venafla, when it comes to Nezikin, one is Chayiv. When it comes to Shabbos, one is Potter. Pashup Sham, the Gemara is talking about two different scenarios entirely. One is Nezikin, one is Shabbos. Rabbi Kvega writes the following Chiddush. No. This could even occur on Shabbos itself. If Amda V'Nafla, on Shabbos, where you're faced with a twofold Chiyuv, on the one hand it's an act of Chilul Shabbos, because it is traveling and therefore is Nisgal Gel Dalamos B'Shus Rabbim, and in the course of doing so, something is broken, even then, even on Shabbos, when it's Chayev ben Ezekin, but when it's Potter on Shabbos, because since Melechet Machsheves Asur Torah, it is not considered to be a Maisa Avera at all, in such a case, you can't invoke Kimnei D'Rabbinei, and therefore, when it's Chayev for Hezek, in those particular instances, that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kvega writes. Three different halachos, whether chayav karban, potem in a karban, or whether it is not even considered to be a maisa vera at all, unlike the Chiddush HaTosfos. And then Rabbi Kvega points out, with this in mind, right, you could answer the following difficulty, the knas of Bal Yiron, Bal Yematzei. We assume that by Rabbi Matzei again, right, obviously in Yisr, and that would result, if a person violates by Rabbi Matzei, with the knas of chamesh avalav ha-pesach. The Nesivus is bothered in Makor Chaim in Simen Tav Mem Ches and in Simen Tav Lamed that the Shulchan Aruch writes that Chamed Sha'avla Pesach is even forbidden if a person did not realize that he owned this Chametz. All of a sudden after Pesach you see that there is Chametz that was unknown, Chametz which is in Yadua. In such a case, nonetheless it is Chamed Sha'avla HaPesach. The Nesivus is very bothered. That why should that be so? After all, is it possible to have a knas in such an instance? Rabbi Kvega points out, that's not a straight case of shogeg. If I'm aware that I own chametz pesach, but I didn't know that that was usur, good, so that's a case of shogeg. This is not a case of omer mutter. This is a case where a person did not even realize that he was violating the Isser at all. He didn't even realize that he possessed the Chametz. So how can you have a Knas unless you assume that, nonetheless, that is a Maisa Avera? So Rabbi Kvega writes exactly that point, that Misasek B'Chola Torah Kula is indeed a Maisa Avera. Only when it comes to Shabbos do we assume that that is not the case. B'Chola Torah Kula, it's a Maisa Avera. If indeed it is a Maisa Avera, then one could envision a Knas in such an instance that were Konis Chomosh Lava Pesach even in Al Yedei Misasek, because Misasek is considered to be a Maisa Avera, except Shabbos, Melechet Machsheves Asur Torah. The Nesivus' answer is very different, and that is the following. that there's something unusual about Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, and that is that you violate these Isurim b'shem Bal Taaseh. You sit back and you do nothing, and you violate this Isur Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Maybe one could argue, when the Torah insists on a Maisa Avera B'kum V'eseh, if it was done ba'ofen misaseh, maybe that is not considered to be a Maisa Avera at all. However, the Hasidus points out, when you're dealing with the type of Isra that doesn't even require a Maisa Avera, so in such a case, then one would not argue that if it is done Al Yedei Mishasek, that is a Hafka. A Hafka is a Maisa. You don't require a Maisa Avera for Bayram Bayimatzeh. You sit back, you do nothing, you fail to rid your house of chametz, that is considered to be the Avera. So that's the Chiddush that Nesivus points out, that perhaps that's why you can envision that there is such a knas under such circumstance. Rabbi Kivaker attempts to bring a further raya for Geshita from the Sugi and Bracha Sadaf Yud Tesman Beis regarding Kavod Habrios, where the Gemara tells us that Kavod Habrios is not Dochi Isuri Daraisa Bekum Vesei. And the Gemara's example, all of a sudden you see that there is someone wearing a beged of Shatnez, and the halacha requires that you inform the person that that is a beged shel shatnez, he must remove it, poshto afilu bashuk. Aye, kvod habrios? No, the Gemara says, kvod habrios cannot be doche, in issa daraisa bekum vesei. Rabbi Kivaker points out that it seems clear from the Gemara that you're obligated to apprise the person of the fact that he is wearing a beged of kilayim. Is that so obvious? That one is obligated to do so. It's tzarech lahodiyo, lafusha meisura. If the case is that the person is wearing a beged of shatnez, but he thinks that that is mutter, I understand. But in a case where a person is unaware that that is a beged of shatnez, is that shogeg? L'chora, that should be a case of misaseg. And yet, one is obligated to inform him, lafushe misura. Doesn't that indicate that when it comes to shar isurim, that misasik is considered to be a maisavera? If it would not be a maisavera at all, so would we argue that you are obligated to inform him lafushe misura? Unless, right, he points out the following chiddush, that perhaps levishas kilayim is similar to chalavim v'arayos. That just as chalavim v'arayos when is chayiv a karban, shekein nehene, so maybe one could argue that perhaps Bechalot HaRakula, Misasek is not a Maisa Avera at all, but since Shekein Nehene, here it is, there's no Chiv Karban, but here it's a Maisa Avera, and in such a case one is obligated again, Lafushi Mi'isura. So Chiddush, Rabbi Kivaker comments, that perhaps you can't bring a Raya from that instance, maybe there is a further exception of Shekein Nehene. The Gemara didn't mention this, because the Gemara was talking about cases where you're Chayiv Karban, and in Shatnez there's no Chi of Karban, but nonetheless, it is considered to be a Maisa Avera. The fact that on Shabbos, this is not considered to be Maisa Avera at all, but B'chol HaTorah Kula it is, Rabbi Kivaker points out, perhaps is helpful in understanding the Sugin Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph. There the Mishnah tells us the following, that even on Erev Shabbos, the Lo Yetzei HaChayit B'machta, right, the tailor is not allowed to go out with the needle, right, embedded into his beged, because we're afraid that Shema Yishkach V'yetze. He may end up doing so on Shabbos itself, he'll forget that it is there, and he'll end up violating the Isser of Hotzah. Rabbi Kivaker is bothered by the following issue. Isn't that a Kiddush? That there's a Gzeirid Rabbanah not to do so on Erev Shabbos because you may end up doing so on Shabbos itself. End up doing what? Shema Yishkach V'yetze. What does Yishkach V'yetze mean? No? What are we afraid of? What exactly is the Gzera? We're afraid that a person might what? A person will forget that the machat is attached to his clothing and he'll go out in that fashion? No, isn't that a case of misasek? The person forgot it was there, he didn't even realize that he was doing an act of Hotzah. Mamish misasek. Unless you argue, right? Kivaker writes in the name of Tosfos that b'chor, this is not the case of the Gemara. We're concerned that what? A person will go out carrying, and all of a sudden, in the middle of carrying, he'll realize that now it's there, and he won't want to part with it, and he'll continue to carry it. That's the Gzeirah of the Gemara. That a person will end up Vadering Hotsav amazed, it doesn't seem that way. It means that completely inadvertently a person will end up violating the Surah Hotsav. The difficulty again is the following. If I know what I am doing, but Omer Mutta, that's a case of Shogay. Here the person forgot he was even carrying that Hefetz. Isn't that a case of Mis'aseh? So Rabbi Kivenger is very bothered that how can you have a Gzeira Otto Mis'aseh? Don't even do this on Erev Shabbos because it could lead to Mis'aseh. What do you mean Mis'aseh? It's not considered to be an Eter Chilul Shabbos at all. How can you have a Gzeira Otto Mis'aseh? I understand normal cases of Gzeira. Don't do this because it will lead to an act of Chilul Shabbos. How exactly does that work in this particular case? A Gzeira Drabanon Otto Mis'aseh. So here, Rabbi Kivenger, right, couples this chiddush with a further chiddush. Rabbi Kivenger points out, according to that which I explained, Mis'aseh on Shabbos. You're right, it's not a Maisa Avera. But when it comes to Shar Dinei HaTorah, it certainly is a Maisa Avera. B'chol HaTorah Kulam Mis'aseh definitely is Aser. On Shabbos, it's not a Melechas Avera because of Melechas Machsheves Aser Torah. And then Rabbi Kivenger refers you to the Tosos in Yom Daf Lamed Aleph Mabeis Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where Tosos formulates the following chiddush that is called leveling the field, the Hashvoso Lishar Isurim. That is what Tosos says. Tosos tells us the following: whenever you have such a case where something is aser, the cholatara kula, and the only reason that it's mutter on Shabbos is because of Meleches Machsheves, that's all fine and good, midaraisa. But midrabanan, we ignore Meleches Machsheves. We treat Shabbos like everything else. That's the chiddush that Tosus writes. Tosus is bothered by the following in the sugi of Dover Shene Miskaven, Machokes Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Shimon. Dover Shene Miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, is mutu lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shene Miskaven is awesome. Tosus states a very great chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Dover Shene Miskaven is Aser on Shabbos, is only an Iser Dirabana. Because if something was unintended, Dover Shene Miskaven, how can you call that Melechas Machsheves? So Tosus demonstrates that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Dover Shene Miskaven is Aser on Shabbos, that is only an Iser Dirabana. So Tosus now is very bothered by the following question, that if that's true, that midaraisa, both the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that Dover Shene Miskaven is mutter min HaTorah, why did Rabbi Yehuda feel the need to create an Issa Drabana? And why was Rabbi Shimon comfortable with allowing the Dindaraisa to stand? After all, Rabbi Shimon Shita, Dover Shene Miskaven is mutter. If they're arguing on the level of Drabana, what is the basis that Machlokes? So Tosus writes the beautiful Chiddush, the Machlokes is exactly this point. The yisod of many Surei Drabanan of Shabbos is Lahashvoso, Lashar Isurei Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Dover Shene Miskaven is Nisa Daraisa. It's only Mutter on Shabbos because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. So therefore, Midrabanan, we level the field. And therefore, what is Asur B'chol HaTorah Kula is Asur on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Dover Shene Miskaven is Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula. There's no reason for any Yisr Drabanan. In fact, this Lomdus will argue, will answer Akashi Minei Obey. Rabbi Shimon maintains that not only is Dover Shene Miskaven Mutter Midaraisa, Malacha Shino Tzrich Legufa is Mutter Midaraisa. But yet, very simply, Ashanu LaHalacha, that why is it that Rabbi Shimon argues that Malacha Shino Tzrich Legufa is Asr Drabanan and Dover Shene Miskaven is Mutter LaChachilo? They're both Mutter Min HaTorah. So why in one is there an Issa Drabanan, in another there is not? Exactly that same lamdus of the Hashvos and the Shari Surim. Dover Shene Miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the Ptura B'chol HaTorah Kula. Malach HaShino Tzrich Legufa is uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos, because Malach HaSmachsheves Asur Torah. Any similar case in Shari Surim would be an Issa Daraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon also maintains that which is Mutra on Shabbos only as a function of Malach HaSmachsheves, so that we ignore and therefore we equate Shabbos with Shar Isurim. Rabbi Kveger uses this lumdus in order to explain how it is possible to have a Gzeira Drabanan Otum Isasek on Shabbos. A Gzeira Otum Isasek? Isasek is mutter. It's not called a Melechah Sevira whatsoever. The Chiddush Rabbi Kveger writes is the following, that since there are three halachos, when it comes to Chalav Varai Yosir Mamish Chayiv HaKarban, and when it comes to Shar Dini Torah, it is a Malacha Daraisa. It is considered to be a Maisa Vera. And it's only a Ptur on Shabbos because of Malacha Smach Shabbos that allows us to level the field. And if you hold, you have to take a look at that command of Hinalef, like Abaye, that it's possible to have a Gzera L'Gzera. So therefore you can have a Gzera Atum Misasek, even though Misasek and Shabbos is not considered to be an Avera Daraisa. But nonetheless, we equate Shabbos with Shar Isurei Torah. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kveger writes. This Rabbi Kveger, about the different levels of Misasek and what is considered to be a Torah Melechas Machshavos and that which is not, is relevant for a further kasha in Teretz of Rabbi Kveger as well. That's the increases in Daf Yotes Amud Beis. In dealing with the case of Misasek, is bothered by the following kasha. That if in fact Misasek is potter, we have a difficulty. It seems to be against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, quote, increases your testimony based on that sugya, mentions the following. You have two babies that require a bris milah. And one was born on Shabbos and one was born on Sunday. And the mole went ahead, right, and did the Sunday bris on Shabbos on day 7. Is he chayiv a karban or is he not? So Rabbi Loza writes that yes, you're chayiv a karban. You're chayiv a karban for them. And Rabbi Yeshua says you're exempt from the karban for a very different reason, because that is called toev b'tvar mitzvah. Because after all, a person wasn't doing that which was rishus. The intent was involvement in the dvar mitzvah, a separate tour. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that toev b'tvar mitzvah is potter min hakarban. So the Gemara is bothered by the following. How can Rabbi Eliezer say that you're chayiv a karban? And why do you need the p'tur of tal b'dvar mitzvah? Isn't this mamash a case of misasek? That the person thought he was doing a mitzvah rabba. He thought he was doing a mila bizmana. And it turned out he was doing a chilul Shabbos daraisa. Isn't that a case of misasek? The Gemara says, right, it is a case of misasek. But here, you're dealing with Chovel. The Gemara says, Hoel u'mitalkal b'chabur ha'chayiv, Misasek nami chayiv. The Ptur Misasek doesn't apply to Olamates Melachos. There's some exceptions to that. And one is when a person makes a Chavala. After all, isn't that an act of Mekalkal? And call a Mekalkal in Turin? Well, just as this is an exception to the Ptur Mekalkel, this is an exception to the Ptur of Misasek as well. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechayev HaKarban, Rabbi Yeshua says, the only basis of the Ptur is Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Kveger writes, according to Tosos, and this is very difficult, what exactly is the basis of all the Mekalkel B'Chabur HaChayev Misasek Nami Chayev? Very simply, what is it that Misasek and Mekalkel have in common? Both of those exemptions are a function of Melechas Machshavos. And just as there's no Ptur Mekalkel, so therefore there isn't that Ptur of Melechas Machshavos when it comes to Chovel, Hu Hadinami, there's no Ptur of Misasek. But Rabbi Kveger points out just the following Ha'ara. That's what Rabbi Kveger writes in that Mishnah, in Shabbos Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. What it also suggests that there are two types of misasek. There is misasek b'chalat Torah kula, and there is misasek that is uniquely true to Shabbos. What was Tosus's chiddush in Daf Ayin Beis? That b'chalat Torah kula misasek is heter to iser, and Shabbos misasek is even iser to iser. For that you have to come onto the tour of Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah. Rabbi Kveger's kasha is the following. In this particular case, when a person thought he was doing a mila bizmana, which is a mitzvah rabbah, and he ended up doing an act of chilul Shabbos daraisa, isn't that a case of heter to iser? In which case, That should be a p'tur of Kol HaTorah Kula. That should not be a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. In which case, that p'tur should apply even to Chovel. The unique p'tur of Meleches Machsheves doesn't apply to the case of Chovel. Mekalkel b'chavur chayiv, misasek nami chayiv. But the base tour that applies b'chol haTorah kula, chovel is no worse than kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula also don't require meleches machsheves. So that's the kash, Rabbi Kveger writes. The difficulty, yalamai, the chiddush, Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger just concludes in the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger, that Mishnah, right, with the teretz that he thinks is not so misdaber. But perhaps this could be dependent on Bris Milah and Shabbos, and whether it's Chutzah, whether it's Duchuya. If you assume Bris Milah and Shabbos is Duchuya, maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush, that case where a person thought he was doing a Milah Bizman and ended up doing, right, a Bris on day 7, that's not Heter to Isser. That is Isser to Isser. Because even Mila Bizmana, it's not that there's no Isser of Chilul Shabbos. It means the mitzvah Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos. And indeed, how does Tosfos assume? In this issue, whether Bris Mila and Shabbos is Sutra Duchuya, Tosfos is clear in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, Tosfos is of opinion, unlike the Ran, unlike the Ramban, that Bris Mila and Shabbos is only Duchuya. It is not Hutra. If it is Dechuya, perhaps one could argue that Tosus L'shitase, where Tosus maintains that is called Isser to Isser. It's not that there's no Malachas Avera. The Isser in principle exists, but the mitzvah of Mila is considered to be Doche. In which case, perhaps one could argue this is a p'tur, not B'chol HaTorah Kula. This is a p'tur of Malachas Machsheves. And that's why the Gemara says that would not apply to the case of Chovel, Chol Matalcha B'Chabur HaChayiv, Mis'asek Nami Chayiv. But that's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger, that Mis'asek B'Chol HaTorah Kula is considered to be Ma'is Avera, and in Ezekiel you are Chayiv, after all, because it is considered to be Ma'isa Adam, and Shabbos one is Potter, because of Lachas Machsheves Otzer Torah. Those are the three halachos, and the reason one is chayiv for nezikin is because b'chol haTorah kula, that is considered to be a ma'isa adam. And Shabbos you put to because of meleches machsheves asur Torah. That's the distinction exactly of the Gemara Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis and Rabbi Kveger's chiddush regarding kimlei d'rabbanei, that even if this act of amad v'nafla would apply even on Shabbos, even so you'd be chayiv nezikin. It's considered to be ma'isa adam. For that we assume Adam Uad Ba'olam. One cannot assume the principle of Kimnei D'Rabbanei because there is no act of Chilul Shabbos at all. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger writes, coupling that Shuvas Rabbi Kveger in Siman Ches with the comment of the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger in Perek Yutes Mishneh Daled of Maseches Shabbos. Okay. The Mishneh Daf Yutes Amud Beis introduces us to the concept of Mashenehenes. Normally speaking, when it comes to areas of Nezikin, one is obligated to pay Masha Hezekah. And yet, at times, the Mishnah says, no, a person can get by with a minimal amount of payment based on his benefit, and his benefit, not that which was detrimental to the Baal HaChepes. The Mishnah tells us the following, that Ketz and Hashem Mu'edes, what is the case of Shein, which is a Mu'ad? That is considered to be Lech L'Asarayela. Shein is always considered to be Chayiv Nezek Shalem, right? It's a Mu'ad Mitchilasa. That's the case as long as the animal is eating that which is Rayela. After all, HaBehemu Medes Lechal Peros V'Yirakos, that's considered to be a case of Shein. If an animal will go ahead, the Mishnah tells us, and eat something which is highly unusual, Ksus Kalim, in that instance one pays Chatzin Nezek, that's Chatzin Nezek B'Taras Keren, which is Meshuna. But men from Amurim, when do we assume that this is the case? Brishus HaNizak. If, however, it's Brishus HaRabim, so Shein is Chotter, Brishus HaRabim. However, the Mishnah tells us, Imnenes, Mishalemes, Mashenenes. Kate said, what is that case of Mishalemes, Mashenenes? If Achlami Tol Charachava, if the animal will go ahead and eat that which is in Brishus HaRabim, So then you pay the Bala Chepetz Mashinenes. If it is Bitside Harachava, then you have to pay Mashezeka. Why Mashezeka? Rashi writes that is considered to be Keren. Rav Roshona maintained that no, this is considered to be a case of Shein B'chotzer Hanizak. In such a case, a person is obligated to pay Mashezeka. So Mashezeka we certainly understand, right? The Chiyu obviously is Batoras. Mazik, one is obligated to pay Nezek Shalim, one is obligated to pay Min Hameta. But even when that is not the case, such as Shein B'Rishus HaRabim, one is still obligated to pay Ma Shenenis. And the question, of course, is the following. What is the basis of the Chiyuv of Ma Shenenis? What is the basis of that Chovas HaTashlumin? Is that also considered to be Midin Hezek? It's just that even though Nezikin, generally speaking, is Nezek Shalem, which is Min Ha'aliyah, Mimeta, right? Here, this is a form of Hezek, where we assume that is not the case. Or do we assume that no? The fact that one does not pay Masha Hezekah, that certainly is an indicator that the basis of the Chiyuv is entirely different. This is what the Or Sameach raises in the very beginning of Nizkei Mamo, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. What is the basis of the Chiyuv of Ma Shenenes? The Or Sameach begins citing a sugya in Gitna Daf Nun, a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Here the Gemara states, it's a very unclear halacha. Rabba says that if his exiburis go from in Haidis, if you're responsible for damage, even if it occurs to my lowest field, to ziburis, but nonetheless, go from in Haidis. Right? After all, the zikin always pays min Haidis. If, however, shafai idis, then go from min habenis. Shafai idis, go from min habenis. Very unclear. What is that case? Shafai idis god min habenis. Rashi explains the case in a very unusual way. Rashi tells us the following. Shafai means kafza. It means jumps. It means that the claim that you had to idis is uncollectible. Let's assume, for example, I am obligated to pay you this particular field. And this field is considered to be that which is idis. And all of a sudden, shafai idis, it means that ability to collect is now gone. It jumped away. What exactly does that mean? Ozuladine. Let's say, for example, that field that you were expecting to collect, as Tosus explains, kovtsimilafanov. Eini ochaligvos, kagon, natluhum asikin. People came and they seized the field. Nishtefa, shatfanar. That field that was Idis now is a swampland. And therefore, it is no longer present to collect. So Rashi writes the following Chiddush. In that particular case, your schus to Meitav is batel. In Shafai Idis, la'achar hezek. In that instance, go v'min haberinis. Why Rashi writes, ozul adine, da'om lehech nistach basodcha, mazal chagoram. Your bad luck. The field that you were entitled to collect, that meitav, is ruined, and therefore, that's it. And over dinhu dinidche etzel ziburis. And technically speaking, now I can insist that you collect any field of mine, even ziburis. But mishum tikana olam, Rava says that you should at least give that person bein. Very unusually, Rashi explains. There was a basis of chiyuv, whatever the case was, nezek, or a case of a halva, where you had a particular right to a certain field, and before gviya, all of a sudden something happened to that field. You lose your right to the idis and mikar hadin, you should be gove ziburis, midrabani or gove beninis. That's how Rashi understands that case of shafai idis. If you look, for example, in Chidushei Ramban, the Chidushei Ramban's Ramas Olmai in Gittin Daf Nun is bothered by the following. How does that make sense? When you want to assess what is Idis, Beninis, and Ziburis, I'll ask you a simple question. As of when? the mazik possesses various types of fields. As of when? The whole assumption of Rashi is the koveya is the shas hezek. No? At the time of the hezek, the mazik possessed field A, B, and C. Something happened to field A, what do you do now? The Ramban writes, the whole yesod of Rashi is not correct. That the assessment of Ibiz, Benis, and Ziburis is not based on the shas hezek, but rather it's based on the shas gviya. No, at the time that I am entitled to collect, well, I'll ask, what fields do you possess? And the timing that is critical is not the time of my sehesek, but rather the time of the gvi itself. So the Ramban writes, what is Rashi talking about? If you had a field at the time of the hezek that right now is no longer in your possession, something happened to it, so good, but we're interested in the right here and now. What is your best field? That is, in fact, what I'm entitled to. It's not for us right now, but it's an important chakira, apparently. When it comes to the fact that the Torah insists on Meita, Meita of Sadeh, Meita of Karma Yishalim, is that part of the Ikar Hashibut? Or is that Schusei Gviya? Is that the Ikar Hashibut? I go ahead and I damage $100. There's a Shibut of $100. Do we argue there's a Shibut of $100 of Meita? Or do you argue, no, not necessarily. The Shibut is $100. B'shas Gviya. So therefore, you know, Bezdin will say, okay, let's look and see what you possess. And that's in terms of the Gvias Bezdin, but not necessarily as part of the Ikar HaShibud. Rashi seems to indicate that the halacha of Meitav is a Shibud, which is Chal B'Shas Hezek. That you can begin to discuss Rashi's possibility. Well, what happens if you have a Shibud on a particular piece of karka, and lo and behold, now it's gone? Well, is that your fault? Mazal chagaram, or do we say that no? So now I'll collect something else. The Ramban writes that, what do you mean? The assessment of what is meitav or what is not is all based on shas gvir. It is not based on the shas hatashlumin. That's an important issue. The sugi and avod, right? That seems to be the essence of the sugi of meitav. To what extent do we assume it's part of the shibud of hezek? To what extent do we assume it's considered to be that which is schusei gviya? Maybe to some extent that could even depend on whether meitav is meitav deniza, whether meitav is meitav demazik. Maybe to some extent that issue should be relevant as well. Rabbi Yatam completely disagrees with Rashi's chiddush. That's not what the Gemara means by a case of shafai idis. Rabbi Yatam says it means something entirely different. A person could have, right, an excellent parcel of land. Right, you have a parcel of land that is right next to a body of water, and therefore, right, it is considered to be that which is idis. However, the piece of land that is immediately adjacent to the water, the bank itself, what is that called? So Tosfos points out that karka is very unusual. No one would ever use it for planting, because in high tide, for example, your crops would just automatically be wiped out. So people are not going to build there, people are not going to plant there, people are not going to use that karka for its normal purpose. What is the purpose of that karka? So Tosfos says the following, right? The only thing you can do with that is use it for grazing. And therefore, Selfa Sada Shal Svasa Nahar Mamish Omed Mamara Behemos. That strip of land, right, that doesn't have the normal utility of karka, and therefore it's simply used for the purpose of grazing. Well, in such a case, if all of a sudden your animal will come, and your animal will damage that karka, but that karka, right, does not have the normal status of karka generally, we wouldn't call that hezek to karka. After all, it doesn't have the normal utility of karka. And therefore, the Gemara says, there's no halach of neta. Regarding such karka, there we assume that gov hamin habenis. Mikra hadin ziburis is sufficient, and means rabbanan benis. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Natan. That there are some forms of hezek karka where the Torah does not insist on metav at all. Why exactly is that true? So the Sameach begins with this sheet of Rabbi Natam and explains Rabbi Natam as follows. When you have such a field which is Shafai Idis, it's at the perimeter of the Idis, right adjacent to the water, Eitzel Hanar, and Va'od Lamar Behemos, and the only thing you can do is use it to graze. Lahachil Behemos Acherim, Kederet Shebehem Toakla. So therefore, Lo Choshiv Kimazik. If for whatever reason your animal will trounce that piece of land, that's really not considered to be an act of hezek at all. Well, why then is there a chiyuv tashlumi? So that is simply rak kichov ba'alma. That's comparable to, right, a chov, a form of priyas achov, and the dinom in haTorah b'ziburis. And that is why that midaraisa, like balchov is b'ziburis, midrabanan dino kabeinanis. Rabbi Natam says, you see a model where there can be a chiyuv tashlumin, which seems to be hezek in the sense that I have ruined your land, I have utilized your land, but yet you see that the basis of chiyuv is not b'toras mazik, but rather it is considered to be kichov ba'alma. That is the chiddush Rabbi Natam regarding shafai inis. And then the Or Sameach continues and says the following chiddush. Ulamda mistapak natuva. In all of these cases of our sugya, the eino mishtalemes rak ma shenehenes. What is the basis of that chiyuv? Is that really called the maisa hezek? After all, our Mishnah, it's a case of shein b'rishus harabim. After all, the Torah allowed my animal to be there. So therefore, on what basis is there a chiyuv whatsoever? So in that instance, the basis of the chiyuv is not midin hezek, but rather rak midin chov vilvan. A mamoni gabach. Right, in the sense that, right, as a result of what occurred, your animal ate, you benefited. The chiyuv is not that you destroyed my chefetz. There's no din hezek v'rishus harabim. According to the time, there's no din hezek when it comes to shafayidis. But rather, the Torah says the basis of the chiyuv is considered to be kachov ba'alma. And in this case, that the shear of that chov is not kinege that which I destroyed, but rather based on my gain, the mamoni gabach. And in such a case, that is the chiyuv of ma shenenis. And or Sameach suggests the chiddush not found explicitly in the Gemara, and that is in a case of ma shenenis, it's not just simply that you don't have to pay as much as ma shehezeka, but there's no halach of meta, like the chiddush of Rabbi Natam in Shafayidis. And therefore, right, all that would be necessary, mikra hadin, would be ziburis. The Or Sameach goes a step further and raises the same suffix when it comes to mazik hekdesh. If a person is mazik hekdesh, is there any chiyuv tashlumin at all? And if there is, what is the basis, right, of that particular chiyuv? We discussed the Tosfos earlier in Bava Kamma, the Vav Amud Beis, where it's very unclear from the Gemara, right, what is the halacha if one is mazik hekdesh? The Gemara quoted a member of Rabbi Akiva that lo b'hakasuv ligvos nizakim in ha'idis v'kavacham la hekdesh. The purpose of the pasuk of Meitav is telling you, right, payment of Meitav is necessary, and kal v'chomer lehekdesh. The Gemara is very bothered. What do you mean kal v'chomer lehekdesh? The Gemara says the following. If you're telling me that we're talking about a case of nagah turah didan, the turah dehekdesh, that your shor went ahead and gored a shor of hekdesh, what do you mean? You're chayv to pay Meitav. Shor rei ehu amar Rachmana, velo shor shel hekdesh. So it can't be referring to one who is mazik hekdesh, for after all, the pasuk says shor ehu. in Velo Shor Shel Hekdesh. What was Rabbi Akiva talking about when he said there's a time that there is a chiyuv of payment to Hekdesh b'Toras Mazik? So Tosfos is bothered by, right, it's an obvious kasha, but this is a fundamental machlokas for Shonim. Why is it such a difficulty? Rabbi Akiva was discussing a case of Mazik Hekdesh. And the Gemara says, can't be because of Shor Yehu. Shor Yehu is a very limited pasuk. Shor Yehu was referring to Karen. Now, if you're sure, Gor is a Shor of Hekdesh, so then you're Potter. So just mention other case. It also says, Lukma B'Shem Beregel. So mention other case of Mazik Hekdesh. So Tosfos writes a very great Kiddush that apparently you see from the Gemara of Yishlamar, the Kulhu Nizokin Pturin Behekdesh. That pasuk of Shor Yehu is not limited to a case, right, of Keren, but it applies even to cases of Shein, even to cases of Regel. This is against the Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem Testament Aleph, where Tosfos writes that Shein v'Regel, well, of course one is Chayiv, even when it comes to cases of Hekdesh as well. And Tosfos refers you to a Gemara Baba Metzion Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis regarding Achilas Truma. Here the Torah tells us in Parshas Zemar, Vikra Chabeis, Ish Ki Yochel Kodesh B'Shkoga, a person B'Shogi will eat Truma. He's obligated to pay Keren, he's obligated to pay Chomesh, Ish Ki Yochel, and Shmuel has the following drasha, Ki Yochel Prat L'mazik. If a person eats Truma, yes, then he's chayiv. That's in a case of Kodesh B'Shkoga. But that would not be true when it comes to a case of one who is Mazik Hekdesh. So what exactly does that mean? So Tosfos is willing to assume a very great Chiddush, that maybe Midaraisa Ki Yochel Prat L'mazik means universally that Mazik Hekdesh is considered to be Potter. Not only Potter Min HaChomesh, but even Potter Min HaKeren. And any Chiyuv to compensate Hekdesh is only a Din Drabanan. That is the Chiddush that Tosfos comments. That halacha of Shorei Ehu is not only true of Keren, it's true of Mamon HaMazik, and it's even true in cases of Adam HaMazik as well. That's a fundamental machlokas for Shonim. If you look in the Meiri in the Sugya and Davav in the Beis, the Meiri writes, absolutely not. Only when it comes to Nizkei Mamona, that's where the pasuk says Shor Yehu. But the Meiri writes, Ve'ein Nirakein bin Nizkei Gufo. Not when it comes to Adam HaMazik. There the pasuk says, Maka Behema Yeshamena. It doesn't mention anything about Hedyot versus Hekdesh. And therefore, the Meiri writes against the Shita of Tosfos that there is no such Ptur. In fact, there is a Meiri later that we'll get to Sinan Daf Chav Gimel, where the Meiri points out the following: right, Eishem Yishem Chitzav, Eishem Yishem Amona. Is that considered to be an extension of Adam, Eishem Yishem Chitzav, or is Eish considered to be cases of Mamon? And we assume that Eishem Yishem Chitzav, like Rabbi Yochanan, in addition to Mamon, it is Mamon plus. Because the Gemara has nafkaminas. There are certain cases where you can't apply the principle of Eish Mishum Chitza. And therefore, when it comes to cases of Eish, as the Gemara points out, we will assume Eish Mishum Amono and Eish Mishum Chitza. In order to be Chayiv Nisa, you have to invoke Eish Mishum Chitza. In order to be Chayiv Dalet Varim, Eish Mishum Chitza. But there might be cases, let's say, Kolo Chitza. Let's assume a person starts a fire, but it's contained. There's a fence around it. And all of a sudden, the fence falls down. You can't call that Eish Mishum Chitza. That which spread above and beyond the fence that was present at the time that I lit the fire, that's only a case of Eish Mishum Mamono. You can have nafkaminas, differences between Eish Mishum Chitza and Eish Mishum Mamono, because both are in fact true lahalacha. So one of the cases the Meiri writes is an nafkamina, of Eishem Mishum Chitzav and Eishem Mishum Amono is Kagon Nichsei Hekdesh. Let's assume, for example, that fire burns that which is Hekdesh. You can't create the Chiyuv B'Toras Eishem Mishum Mamono, because when it comes to Mamon Shor Yehu, but Eishem Mishum Chitzav, one would be Chayiv even in a case of hekdesh as well. So when it comes to cases of Adam Hamazik, in such an instance, perhaps one is chayiv keren, even in cases of nizek hektish as well, even in nichse hektish. So machlokas rishonim again, that pasuk of shoriyehu is limited to keren. Does it apply to shem peregel? Does it apply even to cases of nizke adam? And the chiddush that the Miri writes, that when it comes to nizke adam, one certainly is chayiv for being mazik hektish. The Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat, right, in Simin Samach Vav, in Sivkot and Kuv Chavav, he invokes that Rambam that we saw earlier in Hilchos Chiros, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that Poshea Maziku. And therefore, if one is Poshea regarding Hekdish, in such a case one is Chayiv, because just as one is Chayiv in terms of Mazik, one is also Chayiv in terms of cases of Shia, when it comes to instances of Hekdish itself. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim simply, in terms of Mazik Hekdish. When do we assume one is Potter? When do we assume that one is considered to be Chayim? Now this is relevant in the following. If you take a look at what we saw earlier, we started to speak about the case of Tzuros, that Shuva Sarashva, the Shuva which is found right in Chelek Dalet, Shuva Yud Gimel, the Makshin asked the following kasha. Mashishanina beperak ketsar haregel. Here your testament base. Och lamitoch harachav mishalemes mashinenis. Is that min hametav? Or is that only min habeninis kechov ba'alma? Is there a chiyuv metav when it comes to mashinenis? When the Chibas Rashi uses the term mishalemes min ha'aliyah, here min ha'aliyah means metav. Sometimes aliyah means, as opposed to be gufo, it means the amount that you pay. There's no cap of keneged demei habehema. Here in the Tshuvas Rashi, mishlemes min aliyah means you pay from, right, the most valuable of items, namely that you pay min hameita. It's interesting that what exactly is the suffix? The makshin raised it this way. The makshin raises it in terms of time at the krah. Mipnei ma amra tor nizakin be'idis. Why is it that the Torah insists on meita? The answer is mipnei hagazlonim b'chamsonim kidei shiyomru adam ma ani gozel. Why is it that the Torah insists on meitav? To serve as a deterrent. After all, a person is going to go ahead and damage. You know, if he's caught, he's going to have to surrender the best that he has. And hopefully that, in fact, will be a deterrent. That's what the Gemara writes. Right, as a mashal, as time of the kra, in Gitna daf mem testament beis. Nu, Vahacha anan sadi shlonis kavin ligzal. That certainly is not the case here. Here, the animal was walking rishus arabim. The animal was entitled to walk in rishus arabim. It's obvious, not a cheshbin with the deterrent and so on. And maybe there's no halacha of meta. And that's how the makshin at the Rashba. In the cases of mashin enes, where an animal is walking rishus arabim, you don't need a deterrent for that. And therefore, if the whole basis of Meitav is to function as a deterrent in such a case, maybe it doesn't apply in that particular case. So the Rashba answers, nearly hadavar baror, she'eno mishalim min ha'aliyah. There's no halach of Meitav when it comes to mashinenis. Why exactly is that true? The Rashba's answer is not as the makshan, because after all, the ein ze bichlal nezikin. Because the basis of the chiyuv of mashin enis is not called tashlumei hezek. Eino nechshav kamazik. It's not that your animal did a maisa hezek. Your animal is entitled to walk in rishus harabim and to eat that which is in the rishus harabim. Ella mamono shalzeh shahayu hapero shalo biyado shalba hapara. Mamonikabach. And therefore the chiyuv is as a chov ba'alma. And therefore, one is obligated to pay, right? Benini says, a balchov. The Rashba continues and says, that which you assume, the time of the krah, the Rashba writes, that certainly is not true. After all, even in cases where a person absolutely did not intend to do any damage whatsoever, a person, for example, is sleeping, And Adamu Adolam, Yischayiv and Hezek. Right? That certainly is not with the Cheshbin. You need a deterrent. Right? There was Adam Mamazik, Beshogeg, Ba'ones. And that you're still Chayiv and Hametav. So certainly the halacha of Metav in Nezikin is a low plug. Even if the time of the Kra is to serve as somewhat of a deterrent, yeah, but the bottom line is that that certainly is universal. Universal calls man that you're dealing with the Chiyuv, which is Batoras Mazik. But if you're dealing with Mash and Nehenes, that certainly is not the case at all. If you look at Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Hei discusses the different Tashlumei Hezek. And the Menchas Chinuch writes the following in the name of the Ktzos. When it comes to a case of Shein in Regel B'Shusarabim, you pay Mash and Nehenes. Right? Our Mishnah, what the Rambam writes in Gimel Beis, of Nizkei Mamon. Here the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Ktzos as found in Shin Sadi Aleph Sifkot Beis, that since the Chiyuv is not Betoras Hezek but rather Kichov Ba'alma, therefore the Ktzos writes you only pay Ziburis. Ziburis. Why Ziburis? Because Midaraisa, that's the Chiyuv for Balchov. The only reason we notch Balchov up to Beinonis is because of Nilas Deles. Well, here, there's no concern of Nilas Deles. We're not dealing with the Halva. Here, they're dealing with a Chiyuv of Mashenenes. There was no willingness to enter into this deal. And therefore, the Ktzos writes the Chiddush that this is Dino Biziburis. That Dino Biziburis is against the Tshuvas Rashba. Just as the Rashba assumed that Meitav clearly is low clue in all forms of Hezek, the Rashba is explicit that the same is true when it comes to Chov Bebeninis because of Nilas Delis. That any Chov Ba'alma is Bebeninis regardless of whether the reason of Kadesh Lo Tino Delis applies. And therefore the Tzdadim and the Tzafik of the Rashba, right, is Meta versus Beninis. That as far as the Ktzos goes, that there's a possibility of Ziburis. But the Ktzos, again, without mentioning the Tshuvas HaRashba, assumes as well that Mashenenis, the Priyas HaChov, right, requires not Meta, but either Beninis or Ziburis. The Menchas Chinuch goes a step further and says, a Chiddush that the same is true when it comes to Mazik Hekdish. When it comes to cases of Mazik Hekdish, perhaps one is Chayim. Right, that we saw, Machlokas Rishonim. Mazik Hekdish is indeed Chayim. But even if you'll assume like Tosos, that Kiyochal Prap LaMazik means that one is Potter Min HaKeren, even when it comes to Nizke Adam, against, for example, the Raivet, against the Chiddush of the Miri, here the Menchas Chinuch writes, nonetheless, even if there's no Chiyuv B'Toras Mazik, there certainly is a Chiyuv of Mashenenes. Lo Gora from our Mishnah of a Behem, Brishus Arabim, where our Mishnah tells us that even if there's no basis of Chiyuv B'Toras Mazik, still there is a Chov Ba'am of Mashenenes. But that Chov Ba'am of Mashenenes, right, number one, is less than Mashezika, and the Chiyuv is not Metav. But that's the Chiddush that, right, the Menchas Chinuch suggests, that even in cases of Mazik Hekdesh Aliba the Rishonim that maintain that there's no Chiyuv Keren, then nonetheless there's a Chiyuv of Mashenenes, no different from our case. Whether the basis of the Chiyuv is in terms of Hezek, or whether it's based on Mashenenes, and take a look at the Or Sameach, right, in Aleph Beis, where the Or Sameach says to an extent, this could be dependent on what you'll find in our parak as well, the question of Zenehne v'zelochose. What is the basis of a Chiyuv Tashlumin? From the point of view of Mashenehenes, so in that case, the Chora one would be inclined to assume that Zenehne v'zelochose perhaps is Chayim. If one would argue that no, that perhaps Zenehne v'zelochose is Potter, perhaps that indicates that the basis of Tashlumin is not based on your gain, but the loss of the Baal HaChefes. And that's what the Rosh Sameach discusses, the sugya of Zenene v'Zolochaser. Right? How does that affect our issue? Whether the Chiyuv is the Torah Schol, when the chiyuv is betoras mazik, mazik lachora requires some type of chisaron, that one impaired a particular chayfes. Mashenenis, perhaps, right, that simply is measured by the hana that a person in fact. Okay, so we'll have to pick up, but take a look, right, the Dor Sameach, Perek Aleph Halacha.